Welcome to our service this morning. As you, well, some of you will know, some of you won't. It's our creative service this morning, slightly different to normal. We have a part of the service where we create things, and today it's going to be in this room. Sometimes we go out into the back room while other people stay in here, but today we're all going to stay in here and create together. I hope you enjoy. Just one notice, I think, before we begin is that house group's on again on Wednesday at David and Paula's house, 8 o'clock. I don't think there's any more notices happening this week. Anyone got a notice that they need to give? Just to mention the Fen Edge Festival again, asking for volunteers to be involved in the Christians Together events, which are taking place on the weekend of the 20th of June. My nanny, who's died a long time ago, but when she used to try and call me to come in the room, she would go through every name in the family before she got to mine. I don't know whether you've ever had that. It'd be like, Jenny, Beryl, Gary? Kate! And she'd call me into the room, and I thought, how strange, why would you do that? But now here's me, I'm wanting Simon, I go, James, Joshua, Georgia, no, Simon. I go through everyone, including the cat. I don't know whether that's ever happened to you. Yes. I don't know whether anyone has ever called you and called you by, you know, the dog's name rather than your own. Thing is, you see, in a family there are lots of people, lots of names, or groups of friends, there's lots of people, lots of names, and sometimes we call each other the wrong name, especially as we get a little bit older, maybe, or maybe after we've had children, I don't know. The brain sort of, I don't know what happens, does something weird. Well, I thought we'd have a quiz at the start of our creative service, of course, and this quiz is, I'm going to name three names in a family, and you have to tell me who or what, not necessarily people, the family is. Okay, do you understand? So, for instance, I will do the first one. You see if you can guess. Oh, all right, you said that like it was a bit disappointing. Didn't end on a high then, did I? But, you know, Windsor family. They're all families. Three names, they make up a family. We're going to be looking a little bit more into families and especially into threes. It's a special Sunday this Sunday, but we'll go on to that in a little while. Conrad will start from the group here who said they had been very creative.
I hope
so. Let us see. Could you explain your item, what you were given to start with, please?
Okay, so we were given a wind-up torch, which has got a little wind-up handle, which you can spin, and it's quite bright. So it works as a torch. And we thought of three uses in line with the...
Creative.
Creative. But they're not a family of uses. They're totally unrelated. So the first use is that we could use it to signal to smugglers offshore when it is safe to land.
Right.
Second unrelated use. You guys might enjoy this. Is you need two hands to do this. But
do you want me to hold the microphone?
No, because
just trying to be helpful.
We could use it to play conkers. And then the third use is actually very, very practical because some of us reckon that ladies' handbags are so deep that you would need a torch quite often to search and find everything in there.
Very good.
Shall I hold three, very, for you?
Could we have a round of applause for the creative uses? Thank you.
It can be used or a sporran.
An oven glove and a window cleaner.
Very good. Well, and that was a collection bag. Excellent. A bit bigger round of applause, please, for that.
Come up this way a little.
What do we have next?
You want to tell us what you've got?
Carrot.
A carrot?
Oh, that excellent. Was
not a use we had. You could use it as a hat. What were you going to do? Use it for at the beach to make
sunglasses? No.
No, you whisper it into that bit. Whisper it into the microphone so they can hear you. Go on, whisper what Mummy said. Say sandcastles. Sandcastles. Or you could fill it up with ice cream.
Ice cream, I like that.
Wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. I agree, very creative uses for the items. I particularly like the filling it up with ice cream. How many flavours could you get in that cone? And a flake, and sprinkles, and sauce. What do you think, David? Sorry, I don't know why I picked on David. Everyone else does. Okay. There are many things that we can use one item for. I picked three for a reason, which I will explain in a moment. But there are many things we can use one item for. Some of them are legitimate and good. Others, a little bit creative, but very good. There are also many people in a family, many names that you can have, but they make up one family. When the Bible describes God, it describes God not just as a God, a figure, a person far away, but as three different names that make up a family, if you like, who have different roles which they play, three different things which they can do. And yet they are one. In the Bible, there is a story which shows us this. I want to read it to you. Are you all sitting comfortably? Or, you know, as comfortable as possible? This is the story from the Bible that talks to us about God and shows a picture of God as three, but one. It says this: one day, John was baptizing people in the Jordan River, as usual, when he looked up and saw a man walking down to the water's edge. God spoke quietly to John, "This is the one." John's heart leapt. This was the moment he'd been waiting for all his life. "Look," John said, as Jesus came down into the water. But his voice came out as a whisper. He couldn't make it any louder. He was so excited. "Look, the Lamb of God, God's best lamb who takes away the sin of the world," and he pointed at Jesus. "Will you baptize me too?" Jesus asked him. "Who am I," John said, "to baptize you?" "It's what God wants you to do." So John baptized Jesus. Suddenly, it was as if someone had drawn back curtains in a dark room, as if heaven itself had been opened, because a beautiful light broke through the clouds and shone down onto Jesus, bathing him in gold. Beads of water glittered and sparkled like tiny diamonds in his hair. A white dove flew down and gently rested on Jesus. And a voice came from heaven. It was clear and strong and loud, and everyone could hear it. "This is my own son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him," God said. Today, in the church calendar, if you look at church calendars, not ours, the church calendar, is Trinity Sunday. It's the Sunday that we choose to think about the Trinity, God, as painted in that picture in the Bible, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you know, the Trinity is a very mysterious, people like to call it, or maybe you'd like to say complicated, thing to understand. It's God who is three, but is one. God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but is one God. It's an amazing thing. But the great thing about thinking about the Trinity is because it paints a picture of God not as a God who is far away on his own, pointing down and making decisions, but as a God who is in relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A God who knows what it's like to be in community, who knows what it's like to be in family, who knows what it's like for each of us as we interact with each other, and a God who loves that there is community and family and is full of life. Not one God on his own pointing and looking at people and telling us what to do, but God as community with life bubbling and overflowing from him. This is the God who we worship, and this is the God who we worship today on Trinity Sunday. So let's sing our first song together, which is called The Splendour of the King. We know it very well, but it talks about God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, but three in one. Let's stand together and sing. Before we sing our final song, I don't know whether any of you noticed any of the images up on the screen that were shown earlier, images that are just coming up now of the Trinity. Often in these images, they're painted in a very traditional way. Often there is a big Father figure, Father God, and he's the biggest of them all. And then there's Jesus, who is slightly smaller and sometimes carries a cross because that's his role perceived in the picture. And then there's the dove, tiny, which is the Holy Spirit. That's the traditional way that the Trinity has been drawn in many pictures. But there's one picture that is very different, and it was painted by Andre Rublev. I don't know whether anyone's ever seen this one. It will come up in a moment. And it's a picture of the Trinity, but it's of the Trinity in a very different way. Three seem to be persons very much alike. It's actually a painting based on the book of Genesis, on Genesis 18, when Abraham welcomed three visitors who, it turns out, were God. He had a conversation with God. But it's often seen as a picture of the Trinity, not a huge, powerful Father God and a Jesus who carries a cross and a tiny Holy Spirit who seems to have hardly any power, but three equal persons sitting around a table, sharing life together. It's a picture that might reveal a little bit more about how God is than those traditional ones. A God who is equal and yet has different people within him. But the interesting thing about this image is that it's around a table, but there is an opening towards us. There is a space at the table. And the wonderful thing about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is he is not an entity who is closed, not allowing anyone in, but he is a God who is open and welcoming. Is that place at the table for us? Is there an invitation for us to enter into the life of God? Is there a space left so that we can enter into all that God has and all that he offers us? On Trinity Sunday, we remember God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we're also invited by God to enter into that life that bubbles over with love and joy and grace. There is a space for us to enter into the life of God. You have your people here. You may have more than three, that's okay. But they're not joined in a circle with no place to enter. There is room for more, and God invites us to enter into his life. So as we go to enjoy coffee and tea and then go from here, may God walk with us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And may we know his invitation to live with him and walk with him. Amen.